If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Somebody said, if you guys could live in any other country or place other than New York, what would it be and why? We already said in the first Q&A, part one, we said that if we were to, we don't know exactly where else we would live in the U.S. other than New York. Yoni said maybe New Jersey since it's like so close.
Yeah.
So if it were outside of the country, where could you see us living? I haven't like explored enough places in Europe because I would say if it was somewhere, it would have to be in Europe.
I would say south of France.
To live?
To live. It would have to be French speaking. I mean, let's be honest. We're not going to go somewhere where they speak Portuguese, even though we love it. It's like,
yeah,
you got to navigate through life and I'm not about to learn Portuguese.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people that speak English nowadays, like in European countries.
Yeah. Or Spanish. I would love to live somewhere Spanish.
Yeah, but you don't speak Spanish.
I know, but I would learn so fast. I know that.
Okay.
If we move to Spain, in 1 year, I can promise you that I'll be speaking.
Because
I always speak like other languages, so it'll help me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But Portuguese, it's, listen, I love.
Portuguese is hard.
Yeah. Like, I don't know anything.
I don't know if I was to live in another place. Oh my God, I can imagine telling my parents, like, okay, guys, we're moving back to Europe. Oh, it'd be crazy. Somebody said, what is your favorite part of life?
My favorite part of life?
Yeah.
Is waking up in the morning and the first thing I see is you smiling at me.
Stop.
I'm so serious. That's the first thing I see when I open my eyes.
Yeah, because I'm always awake. Like, come on, baby. Let's
yeah,
go.
Like a big smile. Like, you awake yet?
Oh, man.
What was the question again?
What is your favorite part of life?
That is a big... It makes a top three for me. Waking up and I see you. And I don't know.
Like, and I am always smiling. That's yeah. True.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm not trying to make it sound cute, but that is really one of my favorite moments.
Oh, favorite part
also,
of
another
life.
Moment in life that I love is going to sleep. It's like the moment where you can just lay down and be like, I'm done.
Actually, I love going to sleep. Like, I really, Yoni knows how much I love it.
Yeah, and you fall asleep so fast. Like, Ali, if she says, I'm going to bed right now, like in 5 minutes, she's already gone.
I mean, lately, I've been saying I'm going to bed, but then you'll walk in the room and I'm still like watching TV. So,
yeah, a lot of times, I mean, the screen is definitely, it's not good, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
To sleep, and the last thing you saw was like
TV.
An image.
Yeah, on the screen.
Lit on the screen, close to your eyes. Mm.
I would say my favorite part of life is just being, like, going through this life with you.
You don't have to copy me with
no,
the cute
but
shit.
It's true. What else can I say? I mean, that and getting to, like...
Cooking.
Eat food.
Making a good recipe. That can be your first thing. It's okay.
Favorite part of life...
is, like, really making a good meal. You know? It has nothing...
It's hard. How can you choose your favorite part? There's so many things I love.
I chose mine.
I know, I can't compete with that.
And there's nothing more that I love more than that.
Okay, let's move on.
Oh, she's so speechless.
Somebody asked, did you figure out what is your purpose in life? And
purpose?
What is it?
Yeah. What did you say?
What is your purpose in life?
Well, read the question again.
Did you figure out what is your purpose in life? And what is it?
You want to go first? Or should I go first?
My purpose, the purpose of my life...
Like, what are you here to do? What are you... Do you even look at it like that?
No, I'm just living my life.
Yeah. That's a hard question for
a lot of
people.
I don't do and I don't have the knowledge and the thing to, like, have a specific purpose for the greater good. Because I feel like when somebody says, what's your purpose? I don't know why. For me, it translates as in it has to be, like, for the greater good of more than yourself.
No, it can be just for yourself. What is your...
I mean, my purpose in life right now, because I also think it changes.
Yeah.
My purpose in life right now, I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. It's
but
okay.
I think, like, once I have kids, they will become my purpose.
Yeah, everything for them kind of thing.
I mean, yeah, up until like they become their own people and they don't need me anymore, you know, because I don't think my mom would say her kids are her purpose now.
Yeah.
But
I think for me, that is really a hard question because it feels like it needs to be such like a deep answer, right?
Yeah.
But for me, it's pretty simple. I mean, I love photography.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my purpose in life is to... I just want to be able to, like, it's a really hard question to answer, but I think how I love just capturing everyday life the most out of anything. And if I can give someone a moment of their life, like whether it's like in a photograph or print or make people remember a time in their life, it's not really, it's something that I love to do, but I don't know if it's like my purpose in life. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
maybe like
be.
To inspire people to do photography.
Yeah.
I want to inspire people.
I do
people.
Like the first one you said though, because I feel like anytime I look at a photo that you've taken, it like takes me back in time to like that specific moment. And I don't think I would have that. Like you have those memories, but they sort of get locked away where like if it wasn't for a visual like reminder, you wouldn't be able to go back there as specifically, you know?
Yeah. So I guess my purpose in life is to provide physical memories. Because a memory, when you think of a memory, it's not something you can hold.
And a memory comes and goes. Yeah. Like it has to be like somehow something, it's always that something reminds you of that memory.
And the memory, it's always something that's like kind of fuzzy. You kind of remember it, but it's never like you see a picture and you're just like, this is me in Spain on a family vacation.
Yeah.
I love to provide that for people.
Yeah, because I think you're much more the type of photographer that you're like there to capture something that's naturally happening. You're less so the photographer that is like, you stand here and you stand there and like, we'll take this photo.
Yeah.
Like what feeds you creatively, I think, is much more of like capturing a fleeting moment and like,
yeah,
obviously all the visuals and stuff, but it's like at its core.
Yeah. If I go on vacation, I love to take photos of the people around me, not because, and not even telling them that I'm taking a photo.
Yeah.
It's just to also one, so I remember this moment,
yeah,
but then also for them, because it's either like a simple photo that turned out really beautiful with what's around us. I think providing that and like surprising people with that is.
Yeah, but I also think sometimes it's not necessarily like on vacation too. Sometimes it's it's about.
It was an example. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not specifically vacation. It could be anywhere.
Yeah.
But
like
I don't know if that's like my. It feels not enough for like a life purpose, but this is really what I love doing the most. Like if there's one thing I could do every day is that, and I do that every day.
Yeah. And that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a little bit of a long one. Someone said, I am from Greece and my dream is to move to New York City. I'm planning to be done with my studies in about 3 years and I will be about 26 when I plan to make the big move. Do you think it is easy to build friendships and relationships at that age in New York?
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.